Chris Longworth is a certified financial education instructor and provides general information, not individually targeted, personalized advice, and is not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Chris Longworth is a licensed insurance agent in life and health products in 22 states. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are offered through the Financial Education Group. By contacting the Financial Education Group, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products.
A recent Kiplinger Athene poll is shedding light on the latest data regarding financial concerns of retirees and pre-retirees. In the wake of the recent market volatility, inflation, and fears of a recession or potential recession, the data seems to point to a glaring concern of what constitutes a secure retirement. But don't worry, we have tips to help you find a secure and peaceful journey on the road to your retirement destination. Stay tuned, folks.
Welcome to The Money Professor with Chris Longworth. Chris provides critical retirement planning here.
Having some certainty about your plan is definitely going to give you all the advantages.
And a comprehensive review is made available to you.
If you view investments or investing as some kind of a thrill ride, you're not going to win.
Chris goes over all the components of proper retirement planning, including protected income.
If you really want to do this correctly, then you get to enjoy every day of retirement like it's a Saturday. And if you don't, it's a Monday for the rest of your life, marketplace.
Chris Longworth is the Money Professor.
Welcome into the Money Professor with Chris Longworth. I'm your consumer advocate, Chrissy Paradis, in the studio with none other than the wealth defender, the money professor, principal at the Financial Education Group, my very good friend, Chris Longworth. Chris has years and years of experience helping folks prepare for retirement, helping folks with that wealth defender strategy, showing folks how their money can be put to work for them.
Yeah.
I love it. And you've also been featured in a dozens of publications. I'll name a few. Quickly. Go Banking Rates, MSN Finance, Yahoo Finance, USA Today, NerdWallet, NASDAQ, CBS News, Lower My Bills, Authority, Marquee's Who's Who in America, Chris Longworth's name, and expertise are all over the place. And if you'd like to sit down with him and have a conversation about that very expertise and see how your money can be put to work for you, how Chris can help you on the road to retirement, all you need to do is pick up the phone right now as we have folks standing by. The number to call is 800-719-7917. That's 800-719-7917. Chris, my friend, how was your week and how's the weekend going so far?
Well, good morning, Chrissy, and again, you look wonderful as ever, my dear, and you know, it's been great, a great week, very productive, helping a lot of folks, as always. Phone's been rather busy, and our Zoom meetings have been plentiful and often, so we're very happy that people are reaching out and asking questions, and we're just so glad that we can, you know, help them get some peace of mind, because really, at the end of the day, that's what it's about. It's about developing that peace of mind, the philosophy of your retirement, the philosophy of your future has to look like something. And you've got to develop that picture yourself. It's just magically does not appear. You have to make it appear. And so that's what planning does. That's what all of this that we talk about helps facilitate, is at the end of the day, when it's time to stop working and enjoy the rest of your life, that you will be able to maintain the quality of your life and take that out for the rest of your life, and with some certainty about it. So planning properly, planning well, truly, truly, truly gives you the every day is Saturday effect upon your retirement life. Wouldn't that a wonderful thought, Chrissy?
Oh, I love that thought.
Who wouldn't want to have every day of your life wake up and now it's a Saturday? for the rest of your life. That's what good planning and well done distribution plans can do for you. If you don't change anything, don't do anything. Don't change a thing, right? Just keep trucking and you may doom yourself to a life of Mondays. Think about that.
No,
right?
Thank you, Chris.
What would you rather have, a life of Saturdays or a life of Mondays, right?
Oh, I'll pick Saturdays every time. And I know the phones are already ringing, so I want to get that number one more time. That's 800-719-7917. And folks must be just calling you nonstop during the week as well about all of the economy concerns. And
craziness again.
I've got a question. Is there a way through planning that you can not prevent, but you can escape maybe the wrath of inflation?
Oh, yes. No, and it's called insulating yourself from the bad things in this economy. Three things are the nemesis to you and your money. Three, right? We have inflation, which is just simply rising cost of life. You have taxes, which is anything you partner with the IRS for in your future. You have to pay taxes on their rates at their rules and their schedule. And then ultimately, you have the ravages of the volatility of investing, which can consume accounts. And recently so, the volatility is such that even those that are trying to distribute their life from that marketplace are finding the law of diminishing returns knocking often, where they're consuming their money faster than its ability to grow back. That's the death spiral you must stay away from, because there is no fixing that. Once you fall into that zone, you're consuming it at a steady rate, a steady pace, just to maintain quality of life. And if it's not earning or growing, or at least guaranteed to never lose, you can see where that becomes a problem down the road somewhere, right? You're losing income at a slow, steady pace in two directions. Volatility is consuming it, and you are consuming it as well. So if you can eliminate the volatility, that means there's more for you to consume. Does that not make sense, right?
It makes sense to me, and that is the kind of wisdom and analysis.
Just common sense, well, Chrissy. It's really common sense planning. Yeah, it's really common sense planning, and I love how you look at it from that perspective of analysis, because it truly is, right? It truly is sitting down, seeing what you have, understanding what is the tool doing. Remember, Chrissy, what is the most important part, right? Your expectation of the money. What must the money do? When must it do it? That is what's going to direct you to the proper investment, right?
Setting that intention for your money and making sure the money follows that plan.
Absolutely.
That you've put into
Absolutely.
Place. And Chris Longworth can help you build that plan. So the first 10 callers right now will get a chance to sit down with Chris Longworth and have that plan created at no cost, no obligation, and no pressure. And possibly a piece of chocolate baklava.
Oh, boy.
You never know.
My favorite. You're teasing them now. But yes, come see me. Come sit up here. And we have a great meeting room. We'll have some nice hot coffee. And I've got some nice treats that we can talk over. But let's really take a look at, you know, what's going on. What's happening with your plan? Are you on track? Because that's really the biggest question that we get asked a lot, especially this last couple of weeks, is, are we doing the right thing? Are we on target, Chris?
Yes.
Am I pointed in the right direction? Especially those that are within just a few years, it's especially important. But I'm liking the fact that we got more and more people that are 10 or 15 or 20 years out now coming and asking questions. Hey, am I pointed in the right direction? Are we doing the right thing? Am I doing enough of the right thing? And that's where people need to be really focusing on what's going on. The couple of things that come to mind, we had a couple of great conversations with some folks this week, and all going to that same, you know, what can we expect? And that's based on what's happening currently. I mean, what are we feeling out here in the world? And that Kiplinger poll that we talked about earlier had some really interesting information in it. I find it, you know, interesting that some of these numbers, I think, are a bit backwards in how they're calculating this. But
okay.
In the retiree outlook for the financial future currently, 70% of people expect to have enough money. So that means 30% are not expecting to be able to retire at all.
Oh, I
but out of
think
out of that 70.
Inverse?
Well, then I think out of that 70%, they expect, you got to read the question, they expect it. And then The other part is, are they confident that they'll actually get there? And that's where I think the real number comes in. And I've seen that number range anywhere from 50 to 60% really actually think they're going to get there. So that means more than 50% of the retirees out there right now are really questioning whether they're going to be able to get there or not. And it's only because of what's happening with the volatility and their money and how they're watching it disappear. As they fund it, it disappears. As they put more in, it disappears. It grows a little bit. Remember, we talked about this at the last show, you know, and again, think about it like football. It's a game on the field, and it's the financial field of money that we're playing on. And the growth of your money is what we're after, to grow it into the end zone. But now think of it this way. You've grown 10% and you've retreated 8%. You've grown 15% and you've retreated 10%. You've grown 15% and you retreated 18%. You've grown 40% and you retreated 50%. You're stuck in the middle of the field and you have not made a damn yard. Does that sound familiar?
Oh, yeah.
Does that sound like somebody's account? When you look at that, it's going up and down, up and down, up and down. They keep dumping money in. And remember, in the calculation, your input of money is also calculated in the growth of your account. So it's not really an accurate number of what's really happening. That's what annual rate of return does. It looks at your input as well and that calculation of growth. So remove your input. That's what you're looking for, is how much money is your investment really earning you? That's where you'll find some real truth and facts, right?
And that's what you're all about, yeah.
That's it. So on the other hand, now you've got about 55% of respondents say that they're confident that they will not run out of money at some point. Only about half are saying they're confident that they won't run out of money. That leaves a large portion of people that are not certain. They may run out of money. That's that law of diminishing returns. If you're not planned well, if you find yourself in that 50%, that's the group that needs to be talking to us right now. You need to be calling us and sitting down and let's do some review work. Let's do that deep dive, that forensic review, and see where you are, what's going on. Are you pointed in the right direction, folks? If you're not, I'm going to certainly point it out. And again, I always promise to bring solutions. I will never leave you hanging. But let's sit down and talk. Let's find out where you are. It costs nothing. It's fun. I promise you, I'll make it entertaining, and I will bring knowledge to you, which will bring you some peace of mind. And isn't that what you're after? A little peace of mind and some confidence about your future. Give us a call, folks.
That magic number, 800-719-7917. Again, that's 800-719-7917. You can call right now. Rebecca is standing by, but you can also call anytime, leave your name and a callback number, and Chris will make sure that you get squared away, get on the calendar. You can sit down, ask him any and all questions, and as Chris said, no cost, no obligation, just
no pressure.
Fun. And he is fun.
Release of the concern and worry that you have with knowledge, replacing that release with knowledge and education. And now that brings confidence. So when you come away with us, folks, you're going to have a little more confidence than when you started, I promise.
One more time, 800-719-7917 and online, wealthdefender.com. Chris, we're about to take a short break. What do you have planned for us on the other side?
Chrissy, the big question is, just what is a safe withdrawal rate? It depends. Depends on how much you've saved, on what rate of inflation we're dealing with, what the interest rates are, the stock market volatility, and more. It could change over the course of your retirement. Details when we come right back.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Plan to be spontaneous tomorrow. Plan your retirement today. Call Chris Longworth and the team at the Financial Education Group. 800-719-7917. 800-719-7917.
On the Money Professor with Chris Longworth. I am your consumer advocate, Chrissy Paradis, in the studio with my good buddy, principal at the Financial Education Group, the money professor himself, Chris Longworth. He is a retirement coach and has dedicated many years of his life to helping further the financial literacy component that is missing from
so necessary
public schools and the continuing financial education as we grow older. It's so important. Chris is incredibly passionate about it. It's why he has the show. It's why he has the podcast. And it's why he's kind enough to open up some slots on his calendar so listeners of the program can come in and sit down, discuss their own personal circumstances, their own situations, and get that comprehensive and customized plan created at no cost or obligation. That number to call to set it up, 800-719-7917. Again, that's 800-719-7917. And we still have six slots available for this week, so you could call right now. Again, that's 800-719-7917.
Chrissy, I heard something over the weekend on one of the CBS shows with Robert Costa, I believe it was, with Gina Raimondo. She's the Commerce Secretary. And she made some comments about inflation and the numbers. And I'm a data metrics guy. You know that. I'm big on the numbers. Yes. Math doesn't lie to us. Data metrics can be manipulated. This is why we want to bring this into play. But let's take a look real and let's contrast a couple things here with what we're going to hear in a minute here with what the true metrics of survey say. So when we look at the retirees and pre-retirees and we ask the question about stock market volatility concerns, more than half of people say yes, they have concerns. Over 60% of pre-retirees say they have concerns. That's a huge number of people that are looking and saying, we see something wrong here, but we're not sure what to do, right? They know that something's not right, but they're just sure not what to do. Well, we can help you figure that one out. How about acting on the market volatility? 68% of people or more say that they're kind of waiting. They're just going to hold and see. They're not sure if they're going to do anything. Hey, that's the deer in the headlights mentality.
The ostrich, you know,
if you're not
in the sand,
mentally,
yeah.
If you're not mentally, I'm telling you, Chrissy, if you are not mentally flexible enough, then you will be consumed by the marketplace. You have to be flexible and nimble and be able to move, dip and dodge, get out of the way of the volatility, or simply don't play that game and you remove yourself from the volatility altogether. That's the easy solution. How about when it comes to Social Security? Now, this is interesting enough that of the retirees that we looked at, more than 83% of them say they've already claimed their Social Security, which, you know, right on the number. You want to do it early or at the advanced stage if you can to get the most out of it. But claiming on time is great. And I see that most people have. The ones that haven't, it's because they don't need it. Now, that's a nice thing to be in. That's a wonderful group of people to wait to the later date of 70 to be able to claim, or if you don't even need it, don't take it at all. I mean, how generous would that be? But I say take it. It's your money. Claim it at 70. Get the most amount if you can wait that long. Beyond Social Security, stable sources of income. Now, here's the big one. A lot of folks looked at employer programs, employer-sponsored plans as their main program, which I find interesting. Another large portion of people looked at they're going to go to the bond market. We'll go to bonds to get our income because they think it's relatively safe there, right? A few people, last on the list was, you know, the cash people. Cash at the bank, CDs, things like that, stuff it under the mattress. I mean, those are a group of folks that are trying to be safe, but again, they're not sure what to do. I have several of them this last week. Great folks, large amounts of cash on hand, because they simply just didn't want to be in the volatility. So they didn't know what to do. They put everything into cash, and now they're standing there going with this large bucket of money going, what do I do? It's crazy.
It is.
It's crazy. So now let's turn to, that's some of the numbers, right? Now here, just to top it off, are you concerned that inflation will cause serious economic hardship for you in retirement? Of the retirees, more than 65% said yes. Not retired yet, over 70%. 77% plus said yes, they're concerned. So we see that there's a need. Everyone has that same idea, Chrissy. This is where I say I love the idea that it's universal. People want to be safe. They want to be comfortable. They want to be confident. They want to know what's going to happen with their quality of life for the rest of their life. It certainly makes sense to seek that out, sit down, and let's see if what you're doing is going to facilitate the rest of your life. Now, let's gauge that against what we now are going to listen to from Gina Raimondo, the Commerce Secretary, who was talking with Robert Costa this last weekend. Let's hear what she has to say about it. And this is the government's perspective. So let's hear what they got to say.
The administration is touting its efforts. It's confident in the economy. But our CBS News polling, Secretary, shows 65% of Americans still view the economy as being in a bad place. Why do you believe your administration, along with President Biden, has struggled to reassure those Americans about these policies and about the economy?
So it's an interesting, you know, dichotomy between the numbers and, as you say, the polling numbers or the perception numbers. I think the reality is that inflation still exists, and it is, you know, something that people see on a daily basis when they go to the grocery store or pay their rent or pay their mortgage. And we have to know that.
Let's just think about that for a second. What did we just hear? Chrissy, go ahead.
That felt like word salad. If I were her, I was thinking, what's the biggest word I can think of to use right now? Dichotomy. Okay, so there's a dichotomy, and then it just tries to distract you from the word inflation. And yes, inflation, it cushions the
blow. The fact is, the dichotomy between what the government is telling you is going on, which is everything is rosy and fine, we're all good here, folks, what are you talking about, to the reality of the daily existence of your life, which is not so good, not so great. Inflation is rising quickly. We're at over 15% increase in average cost over the last 2 years, folks. That's outrageous inflation rates that's the highest in existence that I know in recent existence, right? So it's one of the things that they're not talking about, but they're using the deflection of, like you said, a nice word salad that sounds great but doesn't say anything and makes her sound intelligent, but she's really stupid when it comes to the actual application of the numbers to your daily life. Folks, this is not a great economy. This is not a strong thing that we're living in, but we have to learn how to navigate through it. This is where careful planning really gives you the advantage. We can show you with the Wealth Defender strategy how you can absolutely avoid this kind of volatility and actually get yourself some compounding growth opportunity whenever it's available. We have accounts that are, you know, daily credited, weekly credited, monthly credited. I mean, they have all kinds of programs right now that give you protection and guarantees of growth upon that quality of life money for that sole purpose of monthly distribution for a lifetime. I can show you accounts right now that will promise you 8% per year compounding annually. Who wouldn't want that when the market is screaming up and down and going sideways? I'm very happy when I can say I've got 8% added to my income account and I'm not in the volatility. Doesn't that make a little more sense? I mean, doesn't that sound like a better plan when we talk about balance of a plan? If you are 100% at risk 100% of the time, you are classically out of balance. That is all eggs in one basket. So remember, true balance is risk management. How much of your money is at risk? How much is not at risk? How much is tax deferred? How much is tax favored or tax free? That, folks, is where we'll find true balance. Give us a call. Let's see how balanced you are.
That's a challenge. That number is 800-719-7917. Again, that's 800-719-7917. You can call right now as we have Rebecca from the Financial Education Group team standing by to get you on Chris's schedule. You can sit down. You can see how that Wealth Defender strategy can be put to work for you.
Chrissy, I can stand tall in the room and say not one dime has been lost to the volatility. In fact, like I just said, we have accounts that are earning a guaranteed rate of return on their money, regardless of what the market condition is. So in that regard, you know, like I said, the Wealth Defender strategy works exceptionally well. It is focused on income for a lifetime. So if that's what you need to add to your bailiwick of investments and you don't have that, you need to have some. I promise you, from an academic perspective of planning, a guarantee of income is the core element that must be in place if you want to have successful, confident, guaranteed distribution of assets. Give us a call. We'll show you how you can work it in.
800-719-7917. And we're going to take a short break, Chris, but I know you have more in store for us. What's coming up after the break?
Chrissy, we sure do. From longevity to asset allocation, we'll dig into it right after this. Stick around, folks.
Retirement planning can be stressful, so our process is designed to put you at ease. We pride ourselves in being different from other financial planning firms. During your initial consultation, we will get to know you and give you the chance to get to know us. We want to learn all about your vision for retirement so that we can design a plan together to help you achieve your long-term financial goals. Our friendly staff will make you feel comfortable the moment you walk in the door. Call Chris Longworth and the team at the Financial Education Group, 800-719-7917, 800-719-7917.
Welcome to The Money Professor with Chris Longworth.
How can I help you, young man?
I got a $100 check from my grandma, and my dad said I need to put it in the bank so it can grow over the years.
Well, that's fantastic. A really smart decision, young man. We can put that check in a money market mutual fund. Then we'll reinvest the earnings into foreign currency accounts with compounding interest, and it's gone.
Welcome back to The Money Professor with Chris Longworth. I'm your consumer advocate, Chrissy Paradis, in the studio with my good friend, the Money Professor himself, Chris Longworth. That's one of our favorite
One of our favorite clips, isn't it? I mean, it is so
relatable.
Yeah, it's absolutely. I just can't say it's the reality of investing with that humor cartoon view of reality. It's just stark. It is what it is. And I love how they represent it here because that is absolute truth. And it's amazing how they bring it to the everyday life using South Park, which I think is, you know, one of the funniest shows out there sometimes.
It's a classic.
It is. It's the reality. And I embed that clip in all my emails just so that people have the option to get a chuckle out of it, but yet relate that to what are you doing? You know, what are you experiencing?
Absolutely.
And, you know, the later in that clip, we give us a call, folks. We'll send you the whole clip because later in that clip, when it turns to the old woman who's next in line, and I mean, that's her whole check just disappears right in front of her because of the volatility. And I love how she goes, "What?" It's like total surprise that that could happen. And it's just, it's heartbreaking, but it's the truth and reality of people's money. And they, with lack of knowledge, you're subject to that. If you have a good foundation to make better decisions from, I promise you, you're not going to take your quality of life and place it at 100% risk 100% of the time. That just does not seem reasonable to reasonable people. And I ask that question to just about everybody that we sit down with. I've asked you that question, Chrissy. Mm-hmm. And it's not reasonable to take your quality of life and place it at 100% risk. But yet people are doing it every day. And it baffles me that not more and more of them are looking up and saying, why are we doing this, man? What are we doing? It's a V8 moment, folks. Take advantage of it. It's a V8 moment. Recognition is here, right? Recognize and then take action. Just simply take action to do something. Give us a call. Call someone. Talk to somebody. Talk to people you're working with. The number one question you need to ask anyone is, how much money am I losing? How much money can I lose? Mm. And then what's my guarantee of income when I need it? What's my guarantee that I'm going to have that money come back to me? You know, one of the most notable quotes that comes to mind, again, I love some of these titans of the world. Mm. And literally this came from J.P. Morgan himself back in the 1800s. And was asked about investing and what his concerns were. And one of his notable quotes was, he said, I'm more concerned of the return of my money, more so than the return on my money. I'm more concerned about the return of my money than I am the return on my
money. I want my money back in full.
You got to have it for quality of life. If you're living on the money, it's more important to have it come back to you than it is to grow. Now, growth is easy, and I told you, we can show you how you can make that happen mindlessly and effortlessly for a lifetime with a guarantee and certainty, easily done. It's how are you going to distribute it? And that's where we're going to talk about this segment here of the strategies of distribution and how some of that will play out for you. One of the things you have to look at is the calculation rate for withdrawals. So if we are rooted in the marketplace, if we are at 100% risk 100% of the time, the 4% rule died in 2008. So everyone who keeps telling me that they're going to withdraw 4%.
May it rest in peace.
I'm telling you with a big cross on its chest and, you know, it's dead and stinking, guys. You cannot do 4% from a market account and expect it to last a lifetime. It will not happen. Mathematics says it will not happen. The law of diminishing returns will kick in. That is mathematically so. And again, we've had over 15 years now to watch the event unfold of what happens with that. And it's not good. How many 85-year-olds to 90-year-olds you see that are alive today that are thriving economically? Mm-hmm. Very few, I can promise you.
Sure.
Most of them have moved back in with their kids.
Yeah, with the
right?
with the exception of maybe like Robert De Niro. I mean, like I'm struggling
you know,
to come up.
I'm telling you, it's something where we see it more and more, and the conversation is happening more and more. Where you know, past 80 years of age, financially, it's a struggle, and now they have to look to find relief, and that's going to be within the family. And it's unfortunate because they just did not plan correctly or well. And so now the law of diminishing returns kicks in, and that's not something that you want to plan on. You want to plan to avoid that.
Sure.
So how do we do that, Chrissy?
That's the question, and I do want to throw that phone number out in case anybody wants to sit down and talk about their situation with you one-on-one. That number is 800-719-7917. Again, that's 800-719-7917. We have three spots remaining this week. So call right now and we will get you on Chris's calendar. No cost, no obligation. And Chris, back to you. How do folks go about ensuring that they are taking a safe and proper protocol that ensures that their retirement income is going to be there for them and for the rest of their life?
Well, Chrissy, that's where proper planning really comes into key. This is the key element that we always talk about. And that is planning distribution of assets is a science. It's an art. It's not something you just wing out and just expect to happen. That's why if people are thoughtful about it and you ask folks what is their thoughts on distribution or what tools do they think they're going to use, that's where they turn and say, well, we're going to use bonds. Well, you know, bonds have some inherent problems with them. They're inverse reactors. As interest rates go up from the Fed, bonds rates usually go down. There are certain bonds that will hold true. The Treasury bond is the only thing, but there again, it's subject to the ups and downs of that marketplace. So how about a bond replacement strategy? If you like bonds because they're safe, people go there. I say, why do you like that? Well, safe. Can't lose our money. Well, it's true. You don't lose the principal. So if we're going to go to something that's safe, why not something that has guaranteed growth aspect, guarantee aspect of compounding interest? I give you safe. I give you compounding growth. Is that enough? Would you like that, Chrissy? Is that happy? Would that make you happy?
Yes, that would make me very happy.
It's not any harder than that to think about, folks. If you want a good replacement strategy for the volatility pieces that exist, if you want to get a strategy that does not include the government in any way, shape, or form, or the marketplace in any way, shape, or form, you want to build an insulation around you. If you want the wealth defender strategy to defend your quality of life and protect you, give us a call. We'll show you how it's done. It's not that difficult. There are plenty of financial tools in existence and have been in there for hundreds of years. These are not new strategies, folks. These are very old strategies. I used to teach a class on the history of money. Remember, Chrissy, when I told you, I mean, I am a nationally certified financial education instructor. It's what I do, folks. I teach this topic of finance and investing and planning. As a teacher of the topic, I can certainly show you how history has worked in these areas. What is the truth and facts? How does mathematics really make a difference in your life? That's what we're talking about. So having that proper structure of plan, remembering You're probably going to live longer. I mean, that's a fact, Chrissy. Longevity is a thing people don't think about. And when I start asking families who's the oldest in their family and how old did they get, I'm getting more and more people telling me that they have relatives still alive in their 90s, right? So that means you really have to plan for that kind of longevity if you're going to exist in that world. Quality of life has to last all of your life, does it not?
The word itself, the definition is embedded in the word, right? Quality of life.
Quality of life for the rest of your life is what we're talking about, folks. It's why it's so important. That's why it's the most important. You hear me talk about it all the time, being the most important piece of your life is your financial future of existence and how it's going to support the quality of your life. And it must last an entire lifetime. And that is not just going to happen in the marketplace. It's not designed to happen. Remember, you have to use a financial strategy that is designed, it's architect to give you a certain result, if that's what we're expecting. And if you use one, it makes all the difference in the world. And that's where having the rest of your pieces of puzzle, the safety nets in place, your savings, emergency savings. I had a client call last week, said, Chris, I want to dive into my income account. And I said, why? And he goes, well, I just want to have some peace of mind and add to my savings I already have at the bank. And I said, how much do you have at the bank? He goes, well, I have $65,000 in the bank. I said, you have plenty at the bank. Leave your income account alone. And he goes, well, why? And I said, because if we pull money out of that income account, now you're reducing how much income you're going to have later down the line. He said, I don't want to do that. And I said, I know that's not what you want to do. You just didn't know what you were doing. He goes, I just wanted to have some peace of mind. And I says, does $60,000 at the bank give you peace of mind? He says, makes me feel good. And I said, you have it right there, my friend. If you have an emergency, that's where you're going to go to get the money. And he goes, yeah. I said, so let's leave things in place. You've got good balance. And now we've got bigger income in the future. And he goes, I like that. Thanks. It's just about thinking about it through, thinking it all the way through, folks, from the beginning to the end. What does your action translate into? If you do something in your investment, what does it mean to you when it's time to use it? That's the question you have to be asking yourself. Is the volatility in your account going to prevent you in any way from using that money when it's time? Is it going to reduce how much you're going to have? These are the questions you need to be asking. Understand inflation, folks. You really must understand inflation and how that is going to weigh upon you. Like I said, we can get you some very good compounding growth accounts that will keep pace and keep you ahead of that game and keep you from ever falling prey to the law of diminishing returns. So we can keep you ahead of that game real easy. How about understanding diversification? Like I've said before, Chrissy, true diversification is not asset allocation. Let me say that again, guys. From the academic perspective of teaching this topic, true diversification is in risk management. How much of your money's at risk? How much is not at risk? How much is tax deferred? How much is tax free or tax favored? That, folks, is where you will find true balance. Not in asset allocation. It is not in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, because they all share the same common characteristic you simply cannot remove. 100% risk, 100% of the time. It is a fact of the tool. You cannot argue it out. It is there. It exists. If you look away, it still is there. Just understand what you're doing with it, right? So if we're going to place quality of life in the game now, we have to use a tool that removes that risk from that money and replaces the risk with a guarantee of distribution. Does that not sound reasonable, Chrissy?
Certainly does to me. It sounds smart as well.
Tell the folks out there how they can get that reasonable view on their side right now by giving us a call.
Call 800-719-7917. Again, that number is 800-719-7917. Get on Chris Longworth's calendar. Sit down, ask him any and all questions you have about your plan, or sit down with Chris and create a plan that works for you on your way to retirement and all the way through retirement. No cost, no obligation, no pressure. And Chris will make it fun as well. That number one more time, 800-719-7917. Chris, we have already reached that.
It's amazing how fast it goes, isn't it? Yeah.
It is.
I mean, time just flies by, Chrissy. Listeners have questions. I have answers. It's next right here on The Money Professor.
Are Are you losing sleep or worried about market volatility affecting your hard-earned retirement savings? You've worked hard for your money, and we'll work just as hard to protect and grow it. Our no-cost review begins with us listening, continues with advice and collaboration, and results with a written plan. Begin the conversation by calling Chris Longworth and the team at the Financial Education Group at 800-719-7917. Again, that's 800-719-7917.
We are back on The Money Professor with Chris Longworth. I'm your consumer advocate, Chrissy Paradis, in the studio. The man, the myth, the legend, my good friend, Chris Longworth, principal at the Financial Education Group.
Yes,
absolutely. Very hardworking. You are also the Money Professor and the Wealth Defender. You have opened up that Anacortes office. Relatively recently, in the past year.
Yeah, about 6 months ago, and got back into the office. Just again, a place to meet folks and have a sit down and nice and private and quiet, if that's what you're after. Otherwise, I will meet you anywhere you like. We've got one coming up here where we're going to meet some folks halfway between where they live and where we are, because it's just, you know, too much of a distance to travel for them. So we're going to meet them in the middle. I'll make it easy and convenient. We can do Zoom meetings. We can do it over the phone. I mean, I want to make myself available to those who need assistance and help and have questions. And those that really want to get any of you listening right now that want to have true confidence in what you're doing and your future retirement income plan, that's who we want to talk to. If you want to have true confidence, don't just say I'm going to be fine and I can absorb some losses. I'll be great. I mean, totally, you know, not a real honest thing to be saying. It's just not genuine. It's totally disingenuous to say, I can absorb some losses. I'm fine. If you had the choice to choose, is that what you're going to choose? That's what I'm asking you. If you had the choice to choose between losing and winning, it's all I'm going to say. The choice to lose or the choice to not lose. Make your choice, folks. We're here to help. We can help you in either direction, but I'm going to push you in the one direction because that's where really true growth is going to be found. True quality of life, true confidence for the rest of your life. That's what we're talking about. Some of these folks have these questions, and let's dive right in.
And if you have questions of your own for Chris, you can pick up that phone and call 800-719-7917. And maybe you're question will be featured on another episode of The Money Professor. But for today, we're starting in Seattle with Daniel's question. Call me a nerd, but I've always had fun researching and then buying and selling stocks as a hobby. However, my wife isn't so thrilled about me continuing this hobby as we go forward into retirement. Uh-huh. It's only a couple of years away now.
Ooh.
Chris, do you have any advice for a way for us to find some middle ground here?
Daniel, I love this question, my friend. And yes, I'm going to bring some confidence and some light and some peace of mind to you both, right? So here's for you and the wife. My question is, why are you doing this? And I'll be honest with you. I used to teach a class called The Psychology of Money. The reason why people do this is very clear. It's the thrill of the gamble. He's a gambler. Mm-hmm. He loves the thrill. That's why he's taking his entire quality of life and placing it at 100% risk, because it's the thrill of the gamble. So you have to rethink yourself here, folks. This is where I say you have to have that really clear philosophy of your retirement future. Really get it cemented in your brain what it must look like, and then take actionable steps to make that come to life. So, Daniel, very clearly, we're going to have a real stern, hard conversation about what you're doing, because what you're doing is not correct. You're 100% risk 100% of the time. That is classically out of balance. So we're going to show you how you can bring some balance into your life. We're going to show you how you can truly get this equation on the same level to where income will support your expectation. And we'll show you how to put that together. And that's really what you need to be doing in the last couple of years. But Daniel, we'll talk about that at your meeting, and I certainly look forward to showing you how we can get you on the right track here.
Any questions for the Money Professor, Chris Longworth? That number is 800-719-7917. Next up, we are going to Everett for Dick's question. Chris, I'm 56. I plan to work for another 10 years. I have $18,500 in a simple IRA with a financial planner. This amount was rolled over from a previous employer. My current employer offers a 457 deferred comp plan in addition to a pension plan. Nice. I would like the pre-tax advantages of either the traditional IRA or 457 plan, and I would like these funds to supplement my pension. Which choice would help me do that? This is very interesting. A lot to...
This is a good one, Chrissy. I'm glad you clued in on this. There's a lot in here, right? There's a lot going on in here that we need to really sort out. And, you know, again, Dick, my question is, what is your expectation from the money that you're saving? Because you've got a few different pieces here. If it's all going to be geared towards retirement, then let's take a couple of things and look at it. One is going to be, what are you going to be worried about in retirement? What are the nemesises that you have to plan against? What's the gremlin on the hill that you must avoid, so to speak? Uh-huh. And that's going to be taxes.
The boogeyman, yeah.
The boogeyman out there in your future income is going to be taxes. So, Dick, I might suggest that if it's possible, we go through the budget very carefully for you and see if we can do a non-qualified account, or better yet, if we could go Roth account, get tax-free. But certainly non-qualified, we give you some great tax advantages. The Roth account is absolutely tax-free. And I might say, let's focus on that, right? If the budget allows you to maximize the Roth, then, and if there's still more left over, then we can go to the non-qualified and still keep putting money into your future and do it properly and safely. We'll show you how, Dick. So I like this question very much. We'll go through the details at your meeting.
800-719-7917 is the number to call with your questions. We're headed to Mount Lake Terrace next for Barb's question.
Yeah.
I was terminated by my employer. The paperwork they sent me said a 10% penalty for an early 401k withdrawal would be waived for payments made after separation of service if you turn 55 during that year. Do I need to roll the 401k over in an IRA and then do the payments to avoid the penalty? Another question with a lot to kind of unpack, right?
It is. Barb, I like this question. And again, people probably run into this more often than not and don't ask this question and they guess. And this is why the IRS is so busy. They love when people guess wrong because then they get to go and audit you and then they go and get to try to collect the money from you. So in this regard, you're very correct. Any payments that went into that account after separation, you can pull back out, put back in your pocket, penalty free. Okay, because you were already separated. So any payment that went in after separation of service can be returned to you penalty free. You're good to go. Do you need to roll it over? Absolutely. You remember, the rule is you never want to leave your 401k with your employer. You are not the owner here. You are the participant beneficiary. So when it's time and when there's a chance, certainly you want to take ownership of that account, Barb, and get it into your ownership. And that's what a traditional IRA will do for you. And depending upon the size of the account and how much, we may even talk about conversion. Maybe a good opportunity to convert from traditional to a Roth tax-free account. That would be a great opportunity for you because, again, then from here out, it's all growing tax-free into your future, and you can avoid that early penalty of taxes and so forth in retirement, which I call an early penalty. I mean, really, taxes are the penalty upon your life for as long as you owe them. Mm-hmm. If you don't owe them, then you have no penalty upon you. So think about taxes in that sense. And, you know, we try to get them away from you every chance we get. So, Barb, I like this question. We'll go through the details and we'll show you how conversion could work for you.
800-719-7917 is the phone number to call. If you have any questions at all for Chris or would like to set up a time to sit down with him and create your plan or go over your plan and make sure everything is as it should be.
Yeah.
We're going to round things out in Puyallup with Ben's question. Chris, I keep getting calls from folks looking to sell me precious metals and or convert my IRA into gold.
Yeah.
Is this legitimate? And if so, is it smart?
You know, Ben, I love this question and I get asked this all the time. And isn't it a fact that once you... Something magical happens once you hit 55 years of age, you're all of a sudden you start getting all these marketing material in the mail and phone calls on your call, robocalls and all this stuff to invest your money. And I mean, like, it's crazy, but it's a great question. And so I get asked quite often, precious metals has a place in investing. It is not where you're going to put your quality of life money. I'm sorry, it just doesn't work there, because to distribute from that is exceptionally difficult and expensive. And remember, if you have a brick of gold and you want to go buy a loaf of bread, how are you going to take that coin or block or whatever you got and go buy that bread? You're going to have to convert it to US dollars and go and make your transaction that way. In that conversion, you have to go to a middleman who is the guy you bought it from, the broker you got it from, and sell it back to him to get the cash. And he's never going to give you spot price. He's going to give you wholesale price. He's got to turn around and sell it to somebody else. So he's got to make profit in that, right? So commodities like gold and silver and that kind of stuff, it's a peace of mind thing. It's something you throw in the safe and you say, I got some. But it's certainly not what you're going to live off of. So if you have enough to go do that, hey, Ben, I'm with you, man. Let's go do some and I'll show you what I do and I'll show you where other people have done it. And again, it's something that just gives you some peace of mind that there is a, you got gold. And it's something that, again, it for most folks, it just represents something they can pass on to the next generation. But remember, when you pass it on to that next generation, they're going to take it, liquidate it, and go and use it. So we got a good conversation here that we could talk about, Ben. What are your goals? What is your real desire? What are the real expectations you have for this money? And let me show you how you could get all of those desires fulfilled, but put it into a fixed indexed account, a fixed indexed annuity that would give you guaranteed rates of growth, guaranteed passage of money to the next generation, if that's what you desire, all the safety that you expect and hope for, but most of all, it will give you confidence in what you're doing. So I like this one, Ben. We'll have a great conversation, my friend.
That number to call to set up a time to sit down with Chris Longworth and have your own true practical financial review and create that plan that's customized to you, your goals for retirement and beyond at no cost or obligation is 800-719-7917. Again, that's 800-719-7917. We are right up against it, so I do want to get Chris's final thoughts, but you can also check him out online, wealthdefender.com, because that's what he does. Chris, what are your final thoughts before we head out?
You know, Chrissy, it's always wonderful sharing time with folks, especially all the listeners out there. We just are so happy that we can be here for you. So again, we want to partner up with you and help you learn how to do this thing called retirement planning correctly, especially the income piece. Because remember, folks, if you plan your income correctly, every day of your retirement life gets to be like a Saturday. So with that, I'll wish you a very happy weekend. And thank you so much for listening. We'll see you soon.